This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 202, How Distrust Decreases Your Reading Score.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out the number one mistake that everyone is making when it comes to reading. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today? How are you feeling?
To be honest, and I think our listeners have experienced this sometimes, I'm a wee bit sleep deprived right now.
I'm sorry.
I know a lot of our listeners have families, and so they'll get it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have families, guys, someday you're going to go through this. Even though my son's almost five, there are still like periodic times where he gets in these bad sleep patterns. And even though he seems kind of fine the next morning, because I think he literally sleeps through some of this stuff, like he'll wake up crying. And then he'll kind of freak out a bit and go back to sleep. And then the next morning, he like doesn't remember. Cause I think he like halfway is sleeping the whole time. But of course, me as a parent, I'm just wide awake at like, and then I just don't go back to sleep cause he's just going to wake up again like in an hour.
Oh no.
I know.
So much work. It's fine. It's worth it, I'm sure.
Oh, it's totally fine. He's so super smart and so amazing and so polite and. Yeah, I mean, that's he's such cool. An amazing person, and I have so much – I actually have fun hanging out with him now. Isn't that funny to be like, I like to hang out fantastic. With a five-year-old? But, like, he is really fun to fantastic. Hang out with.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's cool. That's so cool. It's so cool. Well, it happens. It happens. You'll be fine. Just catch up over the weekend on your sleep. You'll be okay. You'll be all right.
Oh, no. I told him this morning. I was like, James – this is not going to happen again tonight. We are going to fix the problem. And I like shook his hand. I was like, okay, you and me, team. We're team, dude. We're going to fix it tonight, okay?
We're going to fix the
and
problem.
I'm like, determined.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Funny. Well, I bet that some of our listeners, Jessica, are losing sleep over the reading test. Oh!
Yeah. Specifically, we've been getting a lot of questions in the Facebook group in the course about matching headings to paragraphs. So I know that we talked about this in episode 76, guys. You can listen to that. Mm-hmm. And we talk about more in detail about how to answer the question. And we'll touch on that today. But I think what we want to focus on today are the problems that all students have with these questions.
Yeah. And what is the core problem? Like, why do we keep getting questions in our Facebook group about this matching headings to paragraph question? Why is it so hard for so many people? What's really going wrong?
Yeah. So the problem that will tie together almost every problem that a student has with this, no matter where they're coming from and what they don't understand, the answer to their having issues with this is to trust the strategy. This is the most strategic question type to answer on the test. It really is. And if you follow the strategy, it should be the easiest strategy, but I understand why it's difficult because I'm asking students to trust this wholeheartedly and to only read what I tell them and to like really stick step by step to what I'm telling them to do. And I promise you guys, if you do stick to this strategy, you will get the right answers and it will be one of the fastest question types to answer on the test. But I think the nature of that is disturbing to students because they want to spend more time on it. Like they think it's difficult, so they think they should spend more time. And I'm telling them, you don't have to. Like you should just bam, 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 and be able to get the answer. And I think that doesn't seem enough for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't have a ton of time to go through the whole strategy today. In our course, we do go through it very much step by step, where you're on video, Jessica, you explain the strategy, and then you go through the practice exercises with our students. So we can't go into too much depth on that. We can give you guys a few tips today, but I think it comes down to that core question. Like, are you able to just kind of throw away everything else? At some point, you have to become kind of tunnel vision. You have to trust one person and trust their strategies. And if, you know, we have results behind the strategies that we're teaching. So you guys know you can trust us. And there becomes a problem when you're enrolled in a couple of different courses. You know, I've seen that. And it makes me really nervous when people are in an online course and they're working with a tutor on the side. That's just going to lead to confusion, guys.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely seek outside help for things like speaking, because that, because you need to practice your fluency. You could definitely seek outside help for writing, but in a very limited capacity, just to where someone is correcting your grammar and vocabulary, and that's it. Like just last week, I had a session with a student from our course, and he was really worried about his speaking. And so we just focused on that for an hour. I just focused on his speaking. And he is such a good student. He's a Brazilian guy, and he has like three different tutors on iTalki. He has like another couple people he talks to on another website, and which is great. And so what I did for him was to give him a specific checklist of to give his tutor, you know? So I have no problem with our students seeking outside help, for sure. I mean, I'm not available 24 hours a day to speak with you, you know? Like, of course, but you can meet with me strategically, right? And spend an efficient amount of time.
Yeah.
And then I could, like I did with this guy, I could diagnose exactly what his problems are, what's keeping him from a seven or higher. And I could see like really specific things. And so at the end of this hour, he came away with a really specific checklist that even if his tutor doesn't have any idea about IELTS, the tutor could look at this checklist and be like, oh, yeah, okay, you're doing this now. Oh, we need to practice this skill, right? And then, and that's fine. And that's great. But you have to start with, you have to start with the professional first, who knows what the examiner wants.
Right. I think the problem starts when we're going off and we're asking for strategy type of advice from other teachers who don't know the test. And we've talked about that a bunch of times on this show. And that's where we get into a real danger zone. So I like the idea of meeting with you, Jessica, initially, and then creating, but just making sure that that tutor is really understanding that checklist. You know, that's the other thing. I mean, we have to make sure it's really clear.
Of course. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, IELTS is a test of your English, right? So the checklist will be a thing where, like the way that I can word it, like the way that I could break it down, the skills are so specific that any trained ESL teacher can look at this list and be like, okay, I need to listen for stress and intonation. And then I gave him specific exercises also to do on his own to strengthen these specific skills and to check in with a tutor, with, you know what I mean? So like it's all stuff taken from the band descriptors from IELTS that the examiners listen for, because they listen for really, really tiny specific things, you know, like certain linking words at certain times. So I can write down the exact linking words that you need to use and the exact like structure of your answer. And then any competent ESL teacher can look at what I'm giving them and be like, okay, I just have to follow this and make sure he's doing this. You know, like it's really just, it's really like just bullet pointed, clear, step by step stuff.
If you're ready to find out why our strategies are the most powerful and effective in the IELTS world, you can get a taste of the strategies in our free three-video series. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider and you'll get video one immediately. allearsenglish.com/insider. Yeah. Okay. Good. So then when it comes to reading though, I mean, let's get back to the reading idea, right? So the core problem is that we're not trusting the strategy, right?
Right. So the way that that manifests itself in the matching headings to paragraphs, one of the things that you have to do is to believe and trust in the fact. And I promise you it's a fact. I have been through thousands of tests. Okay. I have thoroughly tested out this strategy and I know that it's right, you guys. So, you have to trust in the fact that at least 75 to 80% of the answers here are going to be in the beginning and the end of the paragraph. So Students, the way students get into trouble, and it's so easy, is to not quite trust that and to think, oh, I have some extra time. I'm going to read the whole paragraph just to make sure. Whereas if they just do what I say, then they're going to get the right answer. But if they stop and they think, oh, I'm going to spend some extra time just to make sure, and they read the middle of the paragraph, then they end up changing their answer, and then it's wrong.
Right. And also, it's not enough just to know this strategy. We really need to practice it, right? So that we start to build that trust in it, so that we're going into test day with that trust in the strategy.
Exactly. That's why in our course, we have like all of these exercises, this whole lecture just about matching headings to paragraphs. And I take you guys step by step with exactly how to do this strategy. And then there's another lecture going over the answers, telling you why they're the answers and where they are. And then not only that, but in every, so we have two full practice tests that are the same level of difficulty as the real test. And there are matching headings to paragraphs in both tests, because I know that you guys need to practice it. Not only that, there's another bonus activity passage about matching headings to paragraphs. So I know what's most difficult for you guys. So we've provided you with all the practice that you would need to feel confident in this. And the only thing holding you back is your mistrust of the strategies, basically, and reading too much and thinking too much. And that happens a lot, right? Like on the writing test and on the listening and reading, students think too much about their answers, and that's when they change them. And they're always wrong. Like you change your answers, it's going to be wrong.
Right. I remember that back in like seventh grade, my French teacher always said, oh, go with your first thoughts. Go with your first thoughts. Don't change your answer. You know, so it's true. There's some wisdom there. I think it makes sense. So
and in this case, like if you've used the strategy and you're comfortable with it because you've practiced it so much, especially if like you've sought out other practice tests on your own to keep that strategy going in your head and keep using them.
Right.
Then you're going to be, by the time test day comes, like you're going to be confident in that. And the only thing holding you back is yourself, is your doubt. Right. And it's just the matter of being like, I've done this before. It got me the right answers last time. It's going to get me the right answers now.
Exactly. I mean, in some ways, doing the work means learning the strategy and then doing the exercises in our course and then going out. And as you said, Jessica, finding more material and proving to yourself that it works. So you don't have to just take it for granted, take it for what we say. You can go out and prove to yourself that it does work through those extra Cambridge practice tests or whatever you want to do. But you need to walk into the test knowing that it does work. Having confidence in that.
I mean, so I, you know, Lindsay, we need to do a power hour for reading, I think, in our course, because there's a lot of reading questions recently. So I think we're going to start that, because we can tailor our course to our students, which is great. So if we see a lot of students have reading questions right now, and someone specifically asked for a reading power hour, then we could do that. We could be like, all right, next month, let's do it.
For sure. Why not?
Because what I've done with my students in the past with reading is to work, I always work backwards, right? So like with speaking and writing, we work backwards from what the examiner wants. Same with reading. We look at the answers first, and then I can show them exactly where they are. And they could see it's like black and white. Like there it is in the first sentence. There it is in the last sentence. Oh, next paragraph. It's the same. And there's only like one out of five, one out of six, one out of seven paragraphs where the answer's in the middle, and that's it. And if they just—
That's important to know.
I feel like if they just see that in front of them, like highlighted, you know, and then they'll believe it, you know?
That's the evidence right there. Just interacting with the test, with someone who understands the test, being in the presence of the test as much as possible, doing that work gives you that confidence that you need. Yeah, Jessica, we'll have to schedule that for February, I think, for sure. Yeah, we're going to have that, and we'll be announcing it to the students in our course. Guys, you do have to be in our course to get into the Power Hour, and that is by design, because you need to understand the strategies for reading or for writing or speaking before you come into the Power Hour, so that you can also help other students and get good feedback. So,
Exactly. You have to have gone through the whole module in the course first, because I'm not going to answer a question that I already answered in the course, because that's a waste of everybody's time. So the purpose of the Power Hour—
You guys are adults.
Yeah, you guys are adults. Like, you need to do this yourself, and then that's where I come in. Because obviously, we have so many students in our course, like, I can't answer every question, especially if it's already there. Like,
Yeah, it's there in the video lecture. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So for exactly. our power hours now, they're for speaking and writing, and students are required to have finished all the speaking and writing modules before they come into the power hour. Because the purpose of the power hour is to, is to check in. It's a check and balance, right? It's to check in and be like, you've already done this work. Let's see what it got you and let's see how much further you could go, right? And the purpose of the power hour is to really tailor the advice to the specific student. Because every student has different problems, right? And so I could tell the student, like, you know, your pronunciation needs a little bit of work. I'm going to give you two exercises to do every night to improve that. Or with another student, you need to use more linking words in speaking part three. I'm going to give you an exercise to do that. So I can tailor the homework, right? Or the advice to each student individually, but only if they've already done all the other work.
That's right. You've got to do the work so that you know what questions to ask. I mean, last week we did a few great episodes on quality questions and low quality and high quality questions. And that's a really important episode to pay attention to and think about what kinds of questions you guys are asking, right? You have to know something to ask a good question. And that's what we want in the power hour. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Lindsay and I were just talking about all the time that I'm spending in our closed Facebook group for our course answering questions from students. And for the most part, I mean, they're really good questions. Like, I see where the students are coming from and why it's difficult, and I could point them exactly in the right direction, you know? And for sometimes it's just, it's a matter of confidence. It's a matter of like one thing that you don't get, no matter how much work that you've done, if there's one thing that still confuses you, that can ruin your confidence. That could be like, well, God, I guess I'm not going to pass the IELTS. I don't understand anything. So it's just a matter of me. It's one little message being like, you know what? Like, I get it. This is where you went wrong. This is the answer. And that solves it. Like 100% of the time, the students come back with, oh, I see that now. Thank you. And it's done. Oh. Like,
So nice. So nice. If for nothing else, just to build that extra, that boost of confidence that we need just before the exam. And that is really what we want. We want to feel good walking into the test. So I love it.
And that's the purpose of our course, right? Yeah.
You got exactly, Jessica. Yes. So in the end, trust the strategies, right?
Yeah.
Choose a strategy system and trust it, guys. If you want to get into our course, come to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. You can get into the trial. The first 3 days is just $1. You can try the listening module, but to get the full course, you'll need to upgrade. So we hope to have you guys there in the course. We hope to help more people here.
Yeah. And if you know what, guys, if you join soon, maybe you could get in on one of those reading power hours. I think we should do like half an hour on matching headings to paragraphs and another half hour on the true, false, not given, yes, no, not given. Because that's the toughest part. So guys, that if sounds that sounds great. Interesting to you, try and get in now. And then you could even.
Yeah, get in now.
Yeah, you could make it to that power hour.
Right, because this episode is coming out in the second week of February. So we're going to schedule that power hour for probably the third week in February. Let's do that, Jessica. Yeah, so guys, if you're ready to get into the course, go through the reading module real quick and come join us in the power hour. Okay?
Perfect. Yay. Good plan.
Yeah, I like it. We're making our plans here on this podcast.
So guys, if you are in our course, thank you so much for all the work you're doing, and keep posting questions in Facebook because I love talking to you guys. And for the rest of the listeners that are not in our course, I would love to talk to you too. So come in
there
today
and you
can start asking me questions right away in Facebook. It's perfect.
Right away. You can introduce yourself to the group too. I love it. Yeah. I love it. All right, Jessica, we will be back tomorrow. I will see you then.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.